thing you're going to want to do is leave your boat. But if you're definitely sinking or on fire, make sure you've got your life raft handy. Ideally, I'd get directly into the life raft from the sinking vessel. Today, I don't have that option. I'm going to have to swim for it. The last thing I do before I jump ship is inflate my life preserver. Make sure you always control your lanyard for your life raft so you don't lose the life raft itself. And to make it a little easier to climb in, I'll deflate my life preserver. If you look around inside of your life raft, more than likely you'll find a life ring. Throw it out to fellow survivors if there are any, or if someone's injured. Same idea. Put it on your arm, jump out, swim out, grab them, and get them safely back to the life raft, too. It may seem colder at first because of the wind, but being inside your life raft is actually much warmer, much safer, and better than being in the water. All in all, your life raft is an amazing piece of equipment. It'll hold up much better in a storm or violent seas than your body will, and protect you against the elements. So don't lose it. If the dinghy is all you have, well then it's much better than being in the water.
But if your dinghy's upside down, you're going to need to flip it over. Not easy if you don't know how.
Flip my foot into the lifeline on the bottom of the life raft now. Grab the rope, stand up in the stirrup, kick your feet and pull it. Once you're on top, grab the line, get a good grip on it, make sure the wind is into your face.
You've got to use the wind to help flip it, or you haven't got a chance.
Position your feet down as far on the sail as you can, lean over and pull. Make sure you have no sharp objects on or around your chest. If you need to, you can splash some water on to help slipping in a little easier. Plane your body out on the surface. Kick and pull your way into the raft.
Staying as warm as possible is now crucial. If your body gets too cold, the blood supply to your arms and legs will slow down, and your heart will have to beat quicker to keep you warm. If your body temperature drops too low, your heart will eventually stop beating.
You want to stay out of the wind. Crawl into the back corner, duck down, curl up into the fetal position, and just try to stay warm for now.
Grab anything that floats by.
Seaweed is an excellent natural resource. Make a bed out of it, basically. This is going to insulate you from the cold sea below, which is zapping the energy out of you. Right now, you need all the energy you can get. Keep yourself warm like this. If you've got enough of it, you can also pull it over your top. This can help insulate you from all the wind, cold rain. And now, try to get cozy. Lay down, stay warm, and relax. If you have a few survivors in the dinghy with you, you'll need to set up a watch system so that you can get some sleep, someone else can watch for rescue. When you're firing a flare, it's critical to remember not to fire it in or over your life raft.
Flares drop red-hot debris that could burn through the raft or you. In daylight, even without a flare, you can attract attention if you have anything with a shiny surface.
Doesn't require batteries. To be seen for over 100 miles, you can signal rescue in any direction. Anything that's shiny has potential. Make a V with my fingers. Keep the ship or the plane in the bottom of the V. Just move that flash up and down on my fingers, just like this.
Some light twigs lashed in the middle, a web of fishing line to support a piece of light foil, and you've made your own signaling device. Even if no one sees it, it could help you imagine that you're going to survive. Because doing anything is better than sitting around waiting to die.